On the Clubhouse, this is the Golf Australia Update.
It is it. Yeah, welcome back to the Clubhouse. Julian Bayard is my name, filling in for Cam Luke alongside Mark Allen. And Marco, one of the best golf riders in the game is
Martin Blake. We know him as Gazelle, mate.
Gazelle.
Yeah, you better call him Gazelle as
better
well.
Better start calling him Gazelle. And Gazelle joins us. Hey, Gazelle.
Hello, boys. So this is my debut on the Clubhouse.
It
very
is.
Exciting.
We like it. Hey, you've been doing a great job for Golf Australia.
I'm sitting in. I've got a day job, Marco.
Yeah, that's fantastic. They've hired the right man in my book because you know your stuff as far as golf's concerned. But I don't think many people really understand just how big the win was from Minji Lee, Suo and Shelly Shin last week. I don't think they understand the Women's Golf Teams Championship held in Japan, just how massive that was for our golf in this country.
Yeah, it's been a big week, Marco, and you're absolutely right. I think people need to get their head around that. This is not a junior championship, by the way. I think people think that because the best amateurs tend to be young players, don't they? But, you know, Minji Lee and Suo are both 18 and Shelly Shin is 16, so sure, they're young. But it's a women's world championship, and Australia hasn't won this event since 2002, I think Catherine Kirk led a team that won in 2002, so it's been 12 years, and it's a pretty hot standard. And look, the way that they did it, Marco and Jules, was pretty incredible too, because they were seven back going into the final round. It's a three-player team, best two scores count. So I was speaking to Suo about this the other day, and she said, well, we were seven back at the end of the third day, but it's two-player scores, so really it's like being three or four back. So they sort of took it that they could have a crack at it. And look, Minji Lee, who we know is an absolute gun, she goes out and shoots 65, and Suo shot 66. And actually, Shelly Shin, she was about four under through five holes. I think she had a bit of a run at it as well, ended up shooting 72. She's only 16. Shelly comes out of Concord in the western suburbs of Sydney. She's going to be a gun as well. So all the Korean background girls, we've tapped into that. They're all good Aussie girls. Minji Lee was born in Perth, and Suo's lived in Melbourne since she was 8 years old. So, I think some people look at them and think, oh, we've just picked some Koreans there, but they're good Aussie girls. It's not an issue at all.
Yeah, I agree. When we talk about amateurs, we quite often talk about pedigree and class. And it's one thing to shoot the 64s and the 65s in round one and two. But, Gazelle, when you start shooting 65s and 66s in the last round to win these championships, that's when we start talking about a different kind of pedigree. And for these girls, these young ladies, 18 years old, for goodness sakes, for them to step up to the plate in round four and do this sort of stuff, it's mind-boggling. Now, I'm asking you, how many amateurs, because you've been covering golf in this country for a long time, how many amateurs can you remember are capable of doing something like that, shoot the low, low numbers in last rounds of major amateur championships?
No, we haven't seen this for years, Marco, and I've spoken a lot, and you probably have as well, to Mike Clayton, whose judgment on these matters of history I really respect. And Clayton says that we haven't seen female players like this since Kari Webb. Mm. So you're talking when Kari Webb came out of the amateur ranks, what is that, 20, 25 years ago? So, look, Minji Lee is turning pro. She's turned pro this week. She's playing in the Evian Championship, which is the fifth major for women. She's already ranked, Marco and Jules, 83 in the world. Mm. And just speaking to a coach, Richie Smith, who hails from Perth the other day, he said that she's world-class already, and I got no doubt he's right. I mean, she hasn't played many tournaments. She could quite easily jump into the top 50 very soon. And, you know, I think potentially she's a top 10 world player. And Suo tends to get dropped out of this a little bit recently. Minji seems to have sort of taken a lot of the limelight. But Sue, the people at Golf Australia, the high performance people, they rate Sue as Minji's equal, really. Yeah. So Sue almost won the Australian Ladies Masters about 12 months ago. She's played in about six Australian Opens. She's a brilliant player. So
I was watching her practice.
We haven't seen players like this for a long time. And it's been, to be honest, boys, it's been much needed. We you know, Kari seems to be the standard bearer for Australia. She's in the top 10 in the world, but the other women are a long way back from Kari, aren't they? The other pros,
yeah, no,
they're chipping away. You know, Catherine Cole Catherine Hull, Lindsay Wright, Sarah Jane Smith chipping around on the US tour, but they're a long way off the level that the car is at.
I saw Suo practicing not long ago at Kingston Heath, and you see some kids practice, and you know it's a hobby, but when you see someone like Suo practice, she's a professional. She's a professional golfer already, and look, that's one of the telltale signs. We're around tournament golf a lot, Martin, and you can tell before you even, almost by the way they take the clubs out of the car, who's doing it for a hobby and who's doing it as a profession. And without question, Suo's doing it as a profession. And I'll tell you what about our boys too. I mean, they're currently playing in the Ice Now Cup. Three Victorians. I think we've got Jeff Drakeford. Who else we
Ryan
got?
Ruffles.
And Lucas Herbert, playing.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about these lads. And because they're in the Ice Now Cup team, I reckon they're all going to get a game at the Australian.
Yeah, I would imagine they would.
Yeah,
they've all sort of come through the Golf Australia elite system. Look, without disrespecting the other two, I want to talk about Ryan Ruffles. As some of your older listeners will remember, Ray Ruffles, the tennis professional from the sort of 1970s, Australian tennis professional. It's Ray's son. And Ryan's mother, Anna Maria, also was a tennis professional. Her maiden name was Anna Maria Fernandez, I believe. She played on the tour, the women's tour. So
she got the top 20 in the world, mate. Tennis. She got the top 20 in the world.
Well, Ryan grew up in Florida, and he was the state champion at his age level in Florida of tennis.
Yeah.
He was a tennis player, but the story is, and you've probably heard this before, but a lot of people don't realise, is that the Ruffles were the tennis professionals at Isleworth, gated community in Florida, where Tiger ran into the fire hydrant, and Stuart Appleby and Robert Allenby used to live. I'm not sure whether they still do, but they were the tennis professionals there. So Ryan used to kick around down at the Isleworth Golf Club, and his first ever golf club that he got was given to him by Mark O'Meara.
Correct.
Because they knew the O'Meara's, and Ryan knew all those people, and he picked up golf, and he's 16 years of age.
Yeah.
He's the Australian Junior Champion. He won the Riversdale Cup last year, which is one of the biggest amateur events in Australia. He could be anything. And look, the people at Golf Australia are very excited about him, and there's some others there, Lucas Herbert and Jeff Drakeford, also very exciting young players, both country boys. Jeff Drakeford's from Yarram, and Lucas Herbert originally comes from Bendigo, he's only 18. So, look, I think there's a lot of excitement about the players coming through at the moment. There's no doubt about that. We saw at the Australian Open last year, they put Ryan in the group with Rory McIlroy, and he played a couple of rounds with Rory. And
Had some practice rounds with Adam Scott as well.
Yeah, look, he's just in the system. He seems to have a good head for it. He's a club champion at Victoria, I believe. And
shot 62. He shot 62 in the medal there not long ago, the monthly medal. So from the very, very back, shot 62, which is the new course record at Vic.
It's interesting, Marco. Just watching him play, he doesn't hit the ball huge distances because he's still pretty lightly built. He doesn't look... how can I put this? He doesn't look... There's nothing that jumps out at you, but everyone who knows this stuff, and you've probably heard this stuff as well, the head. He's got the head for it.
That's what I say.
He knows what he's doing, knows how to get around a golf course, knows how to score.
Gazelle, it's been terrific to chat to you. It's an exciting time for Australian golf with plenty of young talent coming through. Thanks for joining us on the clubhouse.
Great to talk, boys.
See you, Martin.
Martin Blake there joining us on the clubhouse. Marco, we've got to get to a break. Of course, that's all for Drummond Golf, Australia's leading golf retailer for all the famous brands and biggest range at guaranteed lowest prices.